Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Naye Ja Mumina Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain, Wo Fani Buto Se Juda Ho Rahe Hain. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain, wo khamre kohan to qawi tar hai lekin naye ja mumina ata ho rahe hain, kabhi qalb dekar kabhi jaan dekar rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain, khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar hum ab ahle sidq ko safa ho rahe hain, kabhi pee rahe hain lahu arzu ka mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo pani buton se juda ho rahe hain, tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat naye baabe ulfat ke wa ho rahe hain, ye shaane karam hai ke nalan ko par karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe محبت کی اخت کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر قدا ہو رہے ہیں, محبت کی اخت کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر قدا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll just translate briefly this very beautiful poem so that all can benefit those who did not understand. And poems are such that even if we know Urdu, still explanation is required. Hazrat, the title of this poem is Naye Jam O Meena Ata Ho Rahe Hai, that we have been given by Allah Ta'ala new drinks, goblets of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is, all the time that we are more in contact with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's one quality is Kulla Yawmin Huwa Fi Sha'anin, that every split second Allah is in a different splendor. And whoever is connected with Allah, Allah keeps that person also in a different splendor all the time, and he enjoys. Like for example, the month of Ramadan generally, then last night, whereas to perhaps many parts of the world, some parts the night previously, last night, but the people all engaged in different types of ibadah. Sometimes it is namaz, sometimes it is dua, sometimes it is zikr, sometimes it is khidmat, all the different types. So all this is that person is getting new enjoyment all the time. But the condition is, you get all that when you are connected to Allah Ta'ala. Just like you have got a machine that can do various functions, but if it hasn't got the connection with the mains, then that machine is dead. The minute it's connected there, now you press this button, it's doing this function. You press that button, it's doing that function. You press that button, it's doing that function. Just like that, a person gets this enjoyment when he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us be all. Okay, and that is really why we are here. To get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then there is no boredom in that person's life. There is no depression in that person's life, no despondency. Even if what we call bad halat, just like last night, we read in the kitab that a person, because of his wrongdoings, and Allah not really punish, but just gives him a wake-up call. Allah's punishment is too heavy for us to bear. But Allah just brings some conditions on a person because of his bad doings. But now if he realizes and he turns to Allah in repentance and said, Ya Allah, really, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Allah Ta'ala changes it now into his rahmat. That punishment of Allah, Allah changes it into his rahmat now. Now Allah Ta'ala will make you happy in that condition. Outwardly it will look difficult conditions, but inwardly Allah Ta'ala will make you happy. And this is like a person is found guilty for any crime, and now he's sentenced also, but he makes an appeal to the state president, to the prime minister for clemency, and he's granted also. The most they will do is reprieve him, give him a respite, or just put him off the hook. But Allah Ta'ala, when Allah forgives, Allah does, and we have never heard that a person was given, was put off the hook anywhere in the world by the state president, some big occasion of the country, so many prisoners we are freeing. Or another some occasion, the president's birthday. So in that happiness we are doing this. Our country so many years of anniversary, we are freeing so many prisoners. But never did we hear that they say they're giving them each one 10 filling stations also. And 10 blocks of flats also. And 10 farms also. That they will not do. But when Allah forgives, as we, not only that Allah replaces the wrong with good, but Allah Ta'ala puts lot of good into that account. Lot of neki, such is our Allah. And this was also, we did wrong. A punishment came. But just that we got the tawfiq to admit that I am a guilty sinner. And oh Allah, I beg of you for your forgiveness. Now Allah changes it over. And that punishment, Allah makes it his mercy. So this is Allah's, and we cannot exhaust. Allah is unlimited. We cannot exhaust the who Allah is and what His qualities. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain. A person who gives himself over to Allah every second. And it's only logical that we have to do that. That what have we got of our own? Our eyes are not ours. Allah gave them to us. Our eyes are not in our control. As long as Allah wants to keep it in order, it's in order. If Allah wants to cause any problem in the eyes, our eyes, we don't see. We see blurred. We see double. We see red as green. Green as red. We be anything. The heart is not in the hand of the cardiologist himself. His own heart is not in his control. Any part of the body, our brains, is not in the hands and your own brains is not in the control of you as a neurologist also. Hey, what can happen to your brain? Everything is in Allah's hand. So really wise is that person who realizes this authority of Allah, and the creative power of Allah. Allah is Khalaq-e-Azim. What a great creator. What Allah has created. Hey, from that one drop of semen, Allah has put in there the material of the brain, the material of the heart, complete different material. And to protect the brain, the skull, heart, solid bone, to protect the brain. And to protect the heart and all the other organs, vital organs, Allah made the rib cage in order to protect. And Allah placed everything on its place. And Allah joined it and all of it is functioning. For the lungs with the heart with the lungs. Allah, it's unbelievable how. Controlled by the brains, the nervous system. One nerve, a twitch or something. And we know what it happens. So a person who, this is what reality which Allah Ta'ala is bringing us to. Be totally devoted to Allah Ta'ala. Wafani buto se juda ho rahe hain. Such a person becomes separated from temporary idols, or from temporary gods. And really it means from all things of this dunya. He realizes that medicine has got no power on its own. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a headache or something. He made dua to Allah. Allah said, eat of the leaf of a certain tree. He ate, he became better. Next time he went and eat himself when he got a headache. He didn't get better. He said to Allah, Ta'ala, Ya Allah, the last time I ate and I got better. This time I went and eat the same tree, but I'm not getting better. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, it's the leaves of the tree hasn't got any shifa. It's in my command. When I put my command, and Allah's command works also in strange and fascinating ways. Sometimes Allah uses His commands with means, according to means. You eat, you get full. You take medicine, you get better. You sit in your car, you reach your destination. So with means Allah uses. And sometimes Allah uses His Qudrat without means. Allah brought Adam a.s. into existence without mother and father. Allah brought Isa alayhi salam into existence without a father, only a mother. This is all in the Qudrat of Allah. Allah does as He wants to. And Allah Ta'ala, what the means? وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. That they are barren, no boy, no daughter, they don't give birth to anyone. Some only boys, some only girls, some boys and girls, and some nothing whatsoever. Whole life they are going to doctors, they are doing tests, they are going to armies, but nothing. So this is the Qudrat of Allah. So a person who realizes, and it is sunnat, it is permissible, it is sunnat, and it is the correct thing to use means. Medicine, going to doctor, taking all the treatment, etc. But never put your trust in that. Know that Allah alone is the doer. To use means is sunnat. And to trust in means, that the means are doing the thing. This is kushir. This is haram. You must only trust Allah. So a person who realizes reality, Allah alone is the doer. Everything is in Allah's hands. He'll get more and more. His trust will go over off material things. Even he uses them, but his trust won't be on them. Wo khamre kohan to qawi tar hai, lekin. There is an accepted rule as far as those people who drink liquor, wine, etc. The older the wine, the better it tastes. The more enjoyable it is. But that we accept that rule. that old wine, نئے جام و مینا عطا, لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. But together with that old, good, strong wine, Allah is giving new enjoyments also all the time. And a person himself gets shocked that what Allah is putting in his heart. Sometimes while in namaz, sometimes while you are lying down, sometimes while you, Allah just puts some ajeeb, new, that is all from Allah's side. That is for those who give themselves over to Allah. Allah Ta'ala blesses them with this. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. And how do you surrender yourself to Allah Ta'ala? Sometimes giving your heart. You got lot of desires, lot of things which you would like to do, lot of things that you would like to enjoy, but they are against the commandments of Allah. So you break your heart. You use a sword and you cut your heart into pieces. I won't satisfy my desires. I will see Allah. Sometimes your life you will give. That is your body you give. Like mashallah, I see how many brothers, all who are here, mashallah, what big sacrifices. There are many, many brothers, what houses they got, what's their bedroom like, what's their gardens like, what things they have got. But yeah, we are lining up in the queue for the toilet. Eh? Which a person normally he wouldn't, he finds it very hard. Eh? I'm a person, I want my privacy. I want my silence. When I go to sleep, no noise. Yeah, all the time this phone is beeping. That person is speaking on his phone. Those people are having a conversation right next to my tent. They are disturbed. A person is tolerating. He's giving his jaan to Allah. And don't think the 10 days that we came, the 3 days we came, the 30, 40 days we came, they are going unperceived by Allah. Allah is watching. And Allah Ta'ala will give accordingly also. Every person has got his priorities and got his, what he would like. But how Allah is sacrificing. Where a person goes and makes sacrifices. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. And all this is to prove that we are truthful to Allah in this path of reaching Allah. We want to reach Him. We are not the slaves of our nafs, that we want our comfort. We want our enjoyment. We want the pleasure of Allah. Whether now we are sleeping on the floor here, we got no AC on for us, set at our temperature. And we got no, we haven't got all the enjoyment. And also, all of us are with Rosa. And within Rosa, we are not, we enjoy our Sunday morning breakfast. And when the cook sisters extra on a Sunday morning, nothing of that sort, no breakfast whatsoever. We like that hot coffee of ours. But now, no hot coffee, no cook sisters, no that Bedawari bread, or whatever else which we enjoy so much, nothing of the sort. Now we are just here, we are being truthful to Allah. What you have commanded, we are just doing it for your sake. And Allah na'mal qadirin, the best of appreciators. There is nobody who appreciates like Allah Ta'ala. And all this Allah is watching, and Allah is appreciating, and Allah is rewarding also. And the more we surrender and our connection with Allah, we will see, we'll feel it in our heart also, and the joy and happiness, and what to say of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. One person who went for Hajj, and he had great desire that he was to make his Hajj, what jamaat, every namaz, tawafs, everything. But Allah's mercy is, Allah's control is above everything. Allah's shan, when he came to Makkah Sharif, such fever overtook him. He couldn't move out of his room. All his namazes without jamaat of the haram, all his namazes in his room. He felt very, very sad about it. One person told Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. One person told Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. This condition, they say, wow, Allah gave you a king's hajj. That is what all the sawab in the haram coming there while you are sitting in the comfort of your room. So Allah Ta'ala, if a person is an arif and knows then he will accept in whichever condition Allah keeps him. I'm happy with which condition Allah keeps me in. The thing is, I must be fulfilling Allah's commandment. If you're a man, you don't have to be a woman to fulfill Allah's commandment. And if you're a woman, you don't have to come to the masjid to make jamaat namaz. Allahu Akbar. It comes clear in the hadith. The woman folk who make their 5 times namaz at home, they observe the parda, etc. They are getting jamaat of the full namaz of the full jamaat of jihad. Men go in jihad. Men go for Jummah. Men go for Eid namazes. The woman sitting at home getting all this thawab. So when Allah is giving so easily, you fell ill. This Ramzan you said, I'm going to make it my best Ramzan. And you drew up your program, but you fell ill, you couldn't do a thing. Or somebody else fell ill. Now the whole month you are up and down to the hospital. You're hardly getting your namaz with jamaat. You're just making, but you're getting all that sawab and even more from Allah Ta'ala. So this is a condition that we have to train ourselves. Radha bil qadha. How Allah keeps us. What is Allah's wish? But we don't make excuses, just your nose running a little bit. Now I'm sick, I stay at home. Now I'm about to call it Allah, give me my sawab. No, we try our best, but now when we can't, then Allah will give that reward also. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar. This is what it is. Our desires, our happiness, our joy, we sacrifice it for His joy, for His pleasure. Eid day, the wife says, I would like to go to my mother's house. Husband said, I would like to go to my father's house, my mother's house. The wife says, I also would like to go to my mother's house, but your preference is my preference. So we will do what you, how happy won't you feel with that wife? Instead of an argument that what you say, we'll do what you say. We will listen to you. So we have desires. And Allah's commands. So we forgo our desires for Allah. And the husband, if he gets happy, for that moment he will get happy, but the next moment he's shouting again. He's getting angry again. But when Allah gets happy, and for Allah's sake, we all got our desires. For example, last night, the previous night, in other parts of the world, how many people stayed awake the night? How many people stayed awake the major part of the night? Whatever they could do, everyone likes his sleep. And now everyone likes his food, but everyone is sacrificing. Allah, how happy is not Allah getting? When the month of Ramadan comes, inshallah, we cannot imagine the joy and happiness of Allah Ta'ala. We are seeing this small little environment. What about the Haram of Makkah, the Haram right in the jungles here? Just now, inshallah, we'll ask Bhai Yusuf to give us a little karguzari of Burundi. And in the jungles of Burundi, what environment. And not only there, but throughout the world. In the jungles of Asia, the jungles of Africa. We are not aware, but how many people, what sacrifices. In big, big cities. Just now, for the first time. First time, Bukhari Sharif Khatam in New York City. Where Maulana Arshad Madani Damat Barakatu was there, Maulana Saeed Palanpuri Damat Barakatu were there, in big, big cities, in small, small villages, in jungles, everywhere. How happy isn't Allah getting? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam getting the reports of my Ummah's work throughout the world. Hum ab ahle sidq aur safa ho rahe hain. And when we sacrifice for Allah's pleasure like this, we are becoming amongst the truthful ones and amongst those whom Allah purifies and who are the purified ones. May Allah make us amongst them. Kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka. This whole poem is centered on the same thing, but in different aspects. Sometimes we are drinking our blood of our desires. That I really wanted to do this, and I really wanted to, but I sacrificed for Allah's sake. Today our children, they want a new football, they want a new pair of shoes, they want this for Eid, they are crying. But if that child comes out and says that, Daddy, Mummy, I really want this, but I know you have got financial constraints, I prefer your happiness and your ease over mine, they will get a shock out of this. Just now the family was telling me, my great-grandson, about 2.5-3 years old, the cat going up in the tree. He said, Jo, dekho Allah ki kudrat. Three-year-old boy is seeing Allah's kudrat. So the environment the mother makes in the house, like that. So if a child like that sacrifices for Allah's sake like this, how happy won't Allah tabaraka ta'ala become? Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. And nobody can be perfect. We try. But now you can't. Now you are all the time feeling guilty. But it shouldn't go to the stage of despondency. That, Ya Allah, my nafs still is overpowering me. I still want to do things to please myself. I still want to steal a little bit and cast a glance at a woman that I'm not supposed to. I still, I'm reading, but I'm falling asleep also. Now I want to go and lie down also. I want to do all that. So this tears of yours come out. But what I wanted to do, I couldn't manage all that. Naim aapi ulfat ki wa ho rahe hai. On that, that you are feeling guilty. You cannot do how much you wanted to do. Yeah, if you tell the boss, I really wanted to come, but I was feeling sick, or I couldn't manage it to come. The boss will, at the most, he'll say, okay, you couldn't manage. But in most, many cases, he will take off with you. He'll be upset. Possibly he will even want to fire you. But Allah say you couldn't manage it. Allah opens new doors of mercy and kindness on that person. You wanted to, you couldn't. I will open new doors of enjoyments and connection with myself. Ye shaan-e karam hai na laiq upar. This is Allah's favors and great, great favors on us who are not worthy of anything whatsoever. We eat the best food, biryani, we eat the best samosas and what? And what we make of it, goes in the toilet. We cannot take the smell ourselves. And now, one, what we call the spray in the toilet, air freshener, one is not enough, you need two. And you have to be of different fragrance also. The smells that come out, and sometimes accompanied with the sounds that come out. All that, just now we were eating all that biryani and that, we were enjoying it. But also, sadly, perhaps few of us say Alhamdulillah on the enjoyment of the biryani, of the samosa, that soup. This winter nights, you open your roza with that wonderful hot, hot soup. But no, Alhamdulillah comes out. But finally the result, when it entered us, you buy a brand new motor car. You just drive it out of the showroom, and now you touched it, man. Now its value has gone so many percent less. You kept it for a month. You say, I didn't drive it, but you kept it for a month. The value has gone so... This is what insan is. He gets the best, but what he touches, he drops its value. You got married to a girl. For whatever reason, divorce took place without you even meeting, but you dropped her value already. And if you touched her, and after that you gave talaq, you dropped her value even more. So this is what man is, but yet he thinks of himself, of somebody so great. Okay, karam unke hardam ata ho rahe. But with Allah, every second, if you have that connection with Allah, just put your plug in, make sure, and it's switched on. Sometimes you call out the service man, and they're going to charge you 200, 300, 400 rand for the call out, and all he had to come and do, put the switch on. You did everything, but you didn't put the switch on. Now nothing. So we also, it does not happen, we stayed our 30, 40 days. We made all our connections, but we didn't put the switch on. And we go from here on each day, just as we came. Because we didn't put the switch on. So make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. Oh, Hazrat says, look at the miracle of muhabbat, of love. What love is a miracle. But the true love, not infatuation, not lust of a person, not a dirty love, not a love of just a hidden agenda that you have got. Like many people, in our country, everywhere in the world, just to get citizenship, they marry a woman. I was just thinking, one friend of ours phoned so many times from America, he's so happy he's got his green card now. And now his only dua, I must get my full citizenship, I must get my passport. But in the whole process, a number of years, he had to make contact with how many women to get married. And now it's not just a matter, you see a woman, I want to marry you. We know it's a procedure. Now you have to date her also. All haram just to get that green card. And you have to make how many false promises to her. And you know your hidden agenda is you don't love her. You don't want to marry her. You don't want to live with her. All you want is a green card. And now she also has got her doubts. And then the whole thing breaks up. Now you try with somebody else. Now you're trying with somebody else. And for the green card of Jannat, you don't have to do all this. Just, yeah, how much money you have to date her, go to restaurants, hotels, go for a weekend, go this, that. After you go and went to the procedure for 2, 3 months, 6 months, now the whole thing, now again you're trying with somebody else. Hey? And this poor man, this is our condition. So we should, what you call it, with Allah, this love of Allah Ta'ala, this is what we have to develop. And Jummah we explain that we have to consider the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Have iman on Allah, and then together with iman, the ma'rifat of Allah. And then the yaqeen on the zaat of Allah. That is an area which is still very we neglect. We know Allah is the provider of the entire creation, but we haven't got that yaqeen in our hearts. We know, or we say that Allah alone is the giver of shifa, but our yaqeen is still on the doctor, on the medicine, on that. Our yaqeen is on the shop, on the car. Those people, as I think Maulana Musa explained, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he taught his daughters to read Surah Waqia. The day he passed away, and he told his friend, good friend, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the Khalifa of the time, and wanted to give him an allowance so that it carries on to his daughters. It was at that time like that. But the day he passed away, a wealthy person was passing and asked, "Who's janaza?" Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then they said that he's got two daughters left who are unmarried. But they knew, so he said, "I got two sons which are unmarried." And a wealthy person. So there Allah made the arrangement, they got married to two wealthy people. Or just say, what is? But we have to get that yaqeen, that trust on Allah on every matter. And this needs continuous effort. And Allah will test us also in this. But Allah bless us with that yaqeen on the zaat of Allah. Ke sultan ho kar gada ho rahe hai. And this line, I don't really even have to explain, that a person is a king, but he's a mendicant, a simple, ordinary person. Yeah, all of us. How many of us? We are kings of our homes. What we haven't got? We got our bedroom. We got our aircon there. We got our attached toilet, shower, everything to our taste we have made everything. To charge our cell phone, we don't have to go there and there. We just got the wire, we just connect it. We want attention from the kitchen, we just press a button. The wife will respond. Everything we have got. You got your intercom, you got your everything. But yeah, you have come of your choice to spend 40 days in an open masjid like this. And some people in other masjids of the world, what conditions are there? There aren't toilets like this. Yeah, we just have to queue up. Other one jamaat of ours, ladies jamaat went to one country, and they just couldn't take the conditions. In a few days, the ladies couldn't take, they had to come back again. When you go to the toilet, they are in that country, another jamaat that went for about a week, 2 weeks, they didn't go to toilet. And we might wonder, but the mind, how it controls it, the conditions there. So all these great sacrifices, they are not going unseen. They are not going unrewarded. And yeah, in this dunya also, Allah will give the reward, inshallah. And in the akhirat also. Fortunate are those brothers who went in jamaat like this. And especially those who went in paddle jamaat in remote areas. Those brothers who went for itikaf and they went to masjids. Even if all the facilities, what facilities are there? But still, according to your own private life, this is a big, big sacrifice. People have gone where and where. And those who have gone to for Umrah, whether you just stayed there, the crowds are so big. That when you see, you just lose hope that where am I going to fit in? That time, just think, where did they all fit in? It's not the same people making tawaf all the time. You also go, you'll also fit in. If there's place for 2 million, there's place for 2,000,001. Definitely there will be place for you. You don't worry, you just go. When you go for Roza Mubarak, as you enter Babu Salam, the queue is from here. The queue is not moving, it's at a standstill. But all you just carry on. You just carry on and everything will get done. And in Makkah and Medina, which we discussed one day, now they've got the museums also. But I suggest that the best museum is, go with a reliable person, and they are, you can mention a few names, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, Maulana Ayub Jina sahab, there's our brother Muhammad Ghaba, there may be others also. And they see to the needs of the poor people outside Medina. Sayyid families and people who are in difficulty, go see those museums. Just take a metro, drive with them 5 kilometers outside, and then you will see that how, what conditions they are living in. And you're going to distribute that money and to have the honor that my $10, $100, $500 went to the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those people who have given their lives to be in Medina Sharif, they are not prepared to leave Medina Sharif. They want to give their life. We perhaps, we know Allah take us all in Medina Sharif, but we don't know. But at least those who are going to, who have given their lives, we go there and we spend on them. May Allah give us tawfiq. So these are all the ni'mats and the favors of Allah in this month of Ramadan, are unlimited and untold. We cannot imagine. May Allah give us the lazzat. Lazzat-e-qurb chakha kar ay khuda. Oh Allah, give me the enjoyment of the closeness with you. Phir ranjduri mehna kar mubtala. Then don't let me be separated. When I get that enjoyment with you, oh Allah. Phir lazzat-e-qurb ata kar ay khuda. Ranjduri mehna kar phir mubtala. Aapka qurb o huzuri ay khuda. The closeness with you, oh Allah. Behtar asad sala. Ta'at beriya is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. To get one moment of the taste of the closeness of Allah, which we don't get even in our namazes, we don't get. We have to work towards that to get this closeness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. And that comes with the purity of the heart, which we call taqwa. When taqwa comes into a person, heart becomes pure, Allah Himself comes into that heart. Now you don't have to say, aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja meri dil mein. Allah Himself comes into that heart. And whose heart Allah Ta'ala takes control of, Allah removes all the obstacles from that heart. This is now my kingdom. And in the kingdom of Allah, Allah doesn't want all wrong things there. Like the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala, Jannat. There are no crooks in Jannat. They are all sent away somewhere else. There are no highway robbers there. They are sent away. There are no fraudulence in Jannat. They are all sent away somewhere else. This is my kingdom. Only enjoyment. Only peace. May Allah bless us with that. For that, Alhamdulillah, just for our inspiration sake, for many brothers who have got ijazat, khilafat, and while we're on that, so khilafat is given at the discretion when Allah puts in the heart. There are many, many brothers who are worthy of it, some of our young brothers also, but according to the guidance of our Shaykh, to take it a bit easy, perhaps the person is not married, he's 100% fit for it, but he's still not married. So just that little extra responsibility comes, then you give him this year. Sometimes just the matter of he's still a student, but he's really got qualities, and he can get khilafat, but just wait, let him finish his studies first, then give him khilafat. So like that, many of our brothers who have gone, we gave khilafat, and the object was that each one starts work in his place. And that also is that the work that we start, more than what it is for other people, it is for ourselves. For our own Islah. Start at our, for the niyat of our own Islah. And then see inshallah how we will benefit. So first we'll ask Maulana Ghulam Qadir Kashmiri, who's from Kashmir. Aye Maulana. We were students, we were studying together. Maulana is running a very, very successful madrasa there. Kursi Maulana. کوئی کرسی دیا ہوں نہیں 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 تاکہ سب سن سکے دیکھ سکے وہاں جو خانقاہ کی نسبت سے کام ہو رہا ہے اس پر ذرا روشنی ڈالی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم رب کائنات کا بہت بڑا فضل اور اس کا احسان نسبت سے قسمت بدل جاتی ہے. سرکار دو جہاں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تشریف فرما, خلفائے راشدین ساتھ میں, آسمان دنیا نے یہ منظر شاید پہلی دفعہ دیکھا ہو. نہ معلوم, خدا بہتر جانتا ہے کہ پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قلب اطہر میں ایک بات آئی, اور خلفائے راشدین کے سامنے بیان فرمایا، حبب الیہ من دنیاکم ثلاث، میرے صحابہ تمہاری اس دنیا میں سے مجھے تین چیزیں بہت پسند ہیں، الطیب والمرۃ الصالح وجعلت قرۃ عینی فی الصلاۃ، خوشبو، نیک خاتون اور نماز میری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک ہے۔ اللہ جو چیز آقا کو پسند ہے اللہ کرے کہ ہمیں بھی پسند ہو۔ سننے کے بعد انبیاء علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کے بعد سب سے اعلیٰ اور عرفہ مقام خلیفہ اول سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا ہے۔ آپ نے بھی فرمایا مجھے بھی تین چیزیں پسند ہیں، ان نظر الی وجہک، اے آقا پہلی پسند یہ ہے کہ آنکھیں میری ہوں اور چہرہ انور آپ کا ہو، پس دیکھتا ہی رہوں۔ آنکھیں میری ہوں اور چہرہ انور آپ کا ہو، بس دیکھتا رہوں۔ مال میرا ہو، ہاتھ آپ کا ہو اور دین کے کام پر خرچ ہوتا رہے۔ بیٹی میری ہو، آپ کے نکاح میں ہو۔ اللہ نے تینوں چیزیں قبول کی اور اس نسبت کی وجہ سے مقام اتنا بلند ہوا کہ نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ صحابہ میں سے اے اللہ ہر ایک کا میں نے حق ادا کر دیا ہے، لیکن ابو بکر کا حق ادا نہیں ہو سکا۔ اے اللہ میری طرف سے کل قیامت کے دن ابو بکر کا حق ادا کر دیا۔ ایک نسبت قائم ہوئی۔ یہ الگ بات ہے کہ اللہ تعالی نے حضرت کو وہ مقام عطا کیا ہے کہ گاہے گاہے اللہ کا نظر انتخاب کس پر ہو یہ اللہ ہی بہتر جان سکتا ہے۔ جہاں ایک طرف مجھ جیسا نالائق ہم جماعت دیوبند میں، وہاں آج میرے اللہ نے حضرت پر ایک ایسا نظر کرم ڈالی کہ اس کی وجہ سے یہاں ڈفرینٹ کنٹریز کے لوگ یہاں پہنچے۔ یہ کھینچے کھینچے کیسے آ گئے؟ ایوری ون پرسن کیوں نہیں؟ یہ اللہ کا بہت بڑا فضل ہے، خدا کا شکر ہے، اللہ کا احسان ہے۔ ایک نسبت قائم ہوئی، اس نسبت کی وجہ سے اپنے ہاں بھی کام شروع کیا۔ خدا کا شکر ہے، اللہ کا احسان ہے کہ وہاں اس چیز کا کنسپٹ ہی نہیں تھا۔ یہ میرے اللہ کا کرم ہے کہ 74 میں ادارہ قائم ہوا، اس سے پہلے کوئی مدرسہ نہیں تھا، دعوت کا کام کوئی جانتا ہی نہیں تھا، وہ بھی اللہ نے مجھ سے شروع کرایا۔ اب ایک یہ کام خانقاہ کا باقی رہا تھا، بس ایک یہاں آنا جانا ہوا اور حضرت سے ایک نسبت قائم ہوئی اور اس کی وجہ سے وہاں اپنے ہاں کام شروع کیا۔ خدا کا شکر ہے کہ لوگوں کے سامنے ایک نئی بات تھی کہ خانقاہ ہوتا گیا ہے، یہ کیا چیز ہے جو ہے اپنا، لیکن آہستہ آہستہ دھیرے دھیرے سمجھ میں بات آ رہی ہے۔ اور ایک بڑی تعداد، اللہ کا کرم ہے، اس کا احسان ہے کہ جو معمولات حضرت نے بتائے اس کے مطابق جو ہے اپنا لوگوں کو جوڑا جا رہا ہے۔ اور مجھے اللہ کی ذات سے یقین ہے، مجھے چونکہ حضرت کی خدمت میں یہ عشرا حاضر ہونا تھا، عدم موجودگی کے اندر بھی الحمدللہ 40 آدمی وہاں اعتکاف میں تھے۔ اگر یہاں سینکڑوں بھی ہوں، ہزاروں بھی ہوں، میں کہتا ہوں اس دھرتی میں کہ جہاں کوئی نام ہی نہیں جانتا کہ خانقاہ کیا چیز ہوتی ہے، متوجہ کیا گیا کہ اصل تو انا فی الجسد لمضغۃ اذا صلحت صلح الجسد کلہ واذا فسدت فسد الجسد کلہ۔ اپنے رہنے والوں کو میں نے عرض کیا کہ نبی پاک نے فرمایا کہ ہر انسان کے جسم میں ایک گوشت کا لوچھڑا ہے، جب وہ صحیح ہوگا تو سارے جسم کے اعضاء صحیح کام کریں گے، اور اگر اس میں بگاڑ پیدا ہو جائے تو آنکھ غلط دیکھے گی، کان غلط سنیں گے، دماغ غلط سوچے گا، ہاتھ غلط استعمال ہوں گے، پیر غلط استعمال ہوں گے۔ لہذا خانقاہ ہی کنسپٹ جو ہے وہ دلوں پر محنت ہے، اور تقوی کا مرکز اصل تو ہے ہی دل ہے جو ہے اپنا، دل پر محنت، قلب مومن اللہ کا عرش ہے. تو دھیرے دھیرے لوگوں کی سمجھ میں بات آ رہی ہے، اللہ کا شکر ہے اور امیدیں اللہ کی ذات سے وابستہ ہیں کہ انشاءاللہ حضرت کی توجہ برابر رہی تو انشاءاللہ وہاں بھی ایک انقلاب آئے گا. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم. With Hazrat Allah's fazl and Hazrat's tawajjuh, alhamdulillah, for the last 3 or 4 years I've been going to Burundi. Burundi is a country in East Africa, and the town where we are in Burundi is called Kirundo. It is not far from Kirundo are the borders of Rwanda, Congo and Tanzania. Alhamdulillah, we met Maulana Khalil Sahab, who established a madrasa there. He was teaching in the mosque of Kirundo. Allah gave us tawfiq, we bought a piece of land, we established a madrasa, alhamdulillah. We got a madrasa with about 18 classrooms, and the reason we had to put up this madrasa was because after the students qualified, they didn't know what to do. We had to try to send to South Africa, visas difficulties, we had a lot of difficulties. So we established a madrasa, now we have a complete alim course, and our students are right now in the third year alim course. So with Hazrat Mashura, alhamdulillah, I went towards the end of Shaban, and then spent about 18 days. We had a complete environment where 3 classrooms were converted into a masjid, and people from beforehand, Maulana Khalil Sahab had given the locals dawat to come for this Islahi program. Alhamdulillah, we had a complete program from the morning after Fajr, like Wazaifs, and through Hazrat Barakat, alhamdulillah, before every program, one sunnah was related to those that were there. And this is the first time they heard about sunnah, the first time they heard about staying away from sins. And the locals, they say that we only knew 8 rakat tarawih. This is the first time we heard of 20 rakat tarawih. And alhamdulillah, we had in the madrasa itself 4 khatams of Quran completed. Because our students are all hufaz, alhamdulillah. So we had 4 khatams completed. And all in all, about 20 venues where our hufaz performed tarawih, alhamdulillah. So the complete tarawih, 20 rakats, took place in the madrasa. And most of those that came there, in fact all of them came, they read the 20 rakats, alhamdulillah. The first time they heard. Even the mashayikh that are there, qualified in, some are in Saudi, some are from Sudan, some are from Libya, they also, mashallah, read the full tarawih with us, alhamdulillah. And the whole program, we had a program at after Fajr, then we had the next program at 11 o'clock, we had a program after Zuhar, we had a program after Asr, and a program after Isha. Alhamdulillah, in all those programs they sat, and they all said that the biggest benefit we had is the first time we learned how to spend Ramadan. The first time, and they said that it's unfortunate that we didn't know beforehand, we could have called more people. And we also couldn't get more people because we didn't have the facility to feed every day. We started with about 15, and towards the end there were 45 that they all the time sit there, and of course our madrasa students about 100. So we had a majma of about plus minus 70, 80 daily. And inshallah, immediately after Ramadan, we're starting with the foundation of the masjid, and there'll be a masjid there in future, so it might become a bit more easier to accommodate more people and to make the necessary intizam for more. But, I cannot express with words the joy that you get when you see people coming there and saying the benefit they got, and immediately your thoughts go to Hazrat and Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The people, in fact, towards the end, they said, please come again now for the full month of Ramadan. Next year, they said, we're booking you now for next year, spend the whole month. And alhamdulillah, one person said, we never learned something of giving up sins the first time. In fact, they are phoning now and say that you give us sunnat kitabs, give us your wazifas. They're also saying send us miswaks. They're also saying that they're phoning us and say, all the sunnats that you talk about, please give us send us miswak, send us those things, and they want to practice. And saying that what we learned in Khuruj, one person stood up and said, this is the first time I learned about Awabin and I read Awabin Namaz. He said, what we learned in Khuruj, alhamdulillah, but this is a different avenue for us, and we want to take full benefit, and we want you to come to our areas now. And to go to the areas, mashallah, Allah bring those days that we can go to the areas also, inshallah. But alhamdulillah, the people benefited, and alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, Allah will accept, inshallah. Inshallah, the full reward will go to our Hazrat, inshallah.
MashaAllah, brother Yusuf, he's a businessman, he's not a alim or anything. But see, mashallah, how it works, Allah is taking me, Allah increase and accept all of us, inshallah. Ma Yusuf, just say. Other brothers who are also having contacting majlis, please come forward. We've got a few names written, but if we haven't written anyone's name, those who are conducting regular majlis, just give a brief report of the majlis that is being played. Mawlana Yusuf is just back from Jamaat, from reunion with his brothers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakat of the Shaykh, wa barakatuhum. Every Thursday night we have a zikr majlis next to Masjid al-Hilal in Durban. Approximately 40 brothers attend, alhamdulillah. And we have salat and salam, asma'ul husna, a bit of advices and dua, alhamdulillah. Brothers are benefiting from the advices of Hazrat alhamdulillah. So our advices, whatever we have learnt from Hazrat alhamdulillah, we did the kitab, the theory, the reality and the sweetness we tasted by Hazrat Dama Barakatuhum. And alhamdulillah, through the weekly efforts, more brothers are coming. One of our friends also has established a blog, a website, where Hazrat's advices go there, and the zikr majlis goes there also. And people are listening and they're taking benefit, alhamdulillah. And from that same zikr majlis, alhamdulillah, program we have, many brothers get ready to go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We just finished from the reunion. And Allah's karam, on the return flight, we had double delay. Supposed to leave in the morning at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, we already left after midnight. But in spite of that, alhamdulillah, direct from the airport, four brothers came direct to the Khanka, alhamdulillah. Spending their time over here, they will return tomorrow home. So, that muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the feeling you get in the night also, that lazzat yaqurb, alhamdulillah, this will find by Hazrat Dama Barakatuhum. May Allah Ta'ala accept it and increase it, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, awni wa ta'ala ta'ala swaz al-karam. Hazrat tawajjuhat. Majlis takes place every Monday night in Houghton, Masjid al-Furqan, after Isha, alhamdulillah. A few brothers sit, fluctuates according to the weeks. And the program is also related on live stream, alhamdulillah. And some human folk also listen over the live streaming. And then on Tuesday mornings at home, we have a program for the ladies at our home in Palm Ridge at 11 till quarter past 12. And that program also is relayed. And alhamdulillah, many places throughout the world also, Canada, etc., we have some friends. They also listen to these programs regularly and they report back that they have listened and they are benefiting from their programs also. And on Wednesday nights, we have a program in Palm Ridge after Isha also, a majlis takes place. And there also, some of our brothers from our local indigenous areas also come, foster etc. Their families also come. And alhamdulillah, wa Allah ta'ala, swazal karam, only hazrat tawajjuhat. The people say that they are benefiting. Allah ta'ala make it a means of our najat, our salvation, and getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl and Hazrat Tawajjuh and kindness upon us. Hazrat is instructed that all his khulafa should try to have majlis. So alhamdulillah, we started in the madrasa, in the Darul Ulum on Laylatul Ithnain, on Sunday night at 9:30. So alhamdulillah, about the students of Deen, about at least 20 of them come, and where Hazrat's kitabs are read, and the advices of Hazrat are given to the students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we started majlis through the fadl of Allah Ta'ala Hazrat Barakat in the little township that is here, Swaniville. And we should have it every second week on a Wednesday night. And we started there with the local brothers, who was mostly the youth that would come over there, and perhaps just a few senior or elderly people. And thereafter, on Hazrat's instructions, alhamdulillah, in Masjid al-Taqwa, we had commenced. So day takes place on a Friday night, alhamdulillah. And there, alhamdulillah, we get quite a few people attending. May do Allah Ta'ala accept from us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم from the Lanesha area in Lanes Alhamdulillah our majlis is carrying on for some time now we have our majlis every Friday night we get approximately between 20 to 30 people at the end Alhamdulillah just one beautiful incident which we can all take some lesson from there is one lady who accepted Islam approximately about 20 years ago and she came from a Hindu family so when she became a Muslim obviously the first thing that happened is her entire family abandoned her and Allah Ta'ala granted her mawt about 5 or 6 years ago at the Adhan of Jummah Salat she left behind two daughters and they weren't Muslim so the two of them used to attend majlis the one lady after a few times coming to the majlis Allah Ta'ala put it in her heart and she became Muslim Then the second daughter also, after about 2 years, she also accepted the kalima. So the first daughter of this lady, she's terminally ill with cancer. She just went for an operation about 2 months ago. But the day she came out, they removed the tumor from the chest. But she was adamant that I will keep my roza. She, although the doctor told her that you need to take a break, she was adamant on it. And currently, as she's struggling through at the moment, walking around with an oxygen tank, she was also, she phoned and she asked, what about the masail of etikaf? So currently, she's sitting in etikaf. And what is most happy for us, is we should remember that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the kitabs, and generally at our majlis, what is it? You read the kitab for a few minutes, and we take the name of Allah Ta'ala. But really, if we do it with pabandi, if we do it with punctuality, the power that will come into a person, this is unbearable, you cannot understand this. And she's sitting currently in etikaf, and all the masail that is required, she has upheld and kept with this. Allah Ta'ala give us to you. See, our zikr, our wazaif, our kalima, la ilaha illallah, taking the name of Allah, this is the two tasbihats which our Hazrat has actually prescribed to us, the mamulats, we should take it very, very seriously. I want to mention one more incident. There's one brother also who comes to our program. I think Alhamdulillah is finished about, I would think about 6 chillas, pardon on the program at a particular time on a daily basis. He gives me his feedback. At work they've arranged a certain place where they have their daily zikr majlis program. So some brother got in contact with them at the workplace. This was a Muslim brother married to a Christian lady for about 7 or 8 years. So this brother told me, he said, I'd like to bring them to Lens. This guy's brother's got the fikr to make his nikah. So we invited them to Lens. And at this brother's house we all went. And he came, this brother was married to a Christian lady. He came with his 3 or 4 children, with his parents. And his wife took shahadat in that place. So generally wherever we see the name of Allah Ta'ala, according to our Hazrat's tariqah taking place, firstly myself, all of us, it's not a game. It's really something where the metamorphosis of man, the complete change towards a life of darkness to a life of light can actually take place.
Malin Luqman is from Reunion, mashallah is doing, besides Khanka work, lot of other work also, madrasa work, halal, haram there, and also is involved in jamaat work, mashallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ahmadun Sani ala Rasul Kareem. It's really by Allah's fadal that I'm here because I was supposed to go Umrah yesterday and Allah wanted that we miss our flight. So I was very disappointed, really. And this morning when I listened to Hazrat Bayan, it was like really lots of hope for me. What Hazrat says on both Raza and Bilqaza, that is just to tell you people that when our mashayikh speaks, Allah put in the heart at the right moment what to say, and the inspiration that Allah put in the heart is really like from Allah, and that is a sign of karamat of our awliya Allah. And just in Iranian, by the tawajjuh of Hazrat and the dua of Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, during the year we having a majlis in one masjid in Saint Denis every Friday after Aisha for The ladies also, there's a section for them. They can take part in the majlis also, alhamdulillah. It's conducted in French. And after the majlis, we're having a dhikr majlis also. And alhamdulillah, lots of youth also are taking part in the majlis. We just repeat what we learned from Hazrat. We're using Hazrat's kitab, Hakim Sir's kitab. And it's a very, very, you shouldn't think that it's hard to make majlis. It's very easy. Just we just do it with a mashura of Hazrat and dua from Hazrat, and Allah make it very, very easy by Allah's Fadl. And this year in Ramadan, after Fajr, we started in the Jamia Masjid of Saint Denis, also a program on Islah. It's the first year we started it by Allah's Fadl, alhamdulillah. Quite a bit of people are sitting and listening, speaking about the protection of the gaze, about the protection from takabur, protection from to hangerness. And alhamdulillah, lots of people appreciate what they learn, what they hear. And I repeat again, all that we learn from Hazrat, we just repeat it. We benefit from it ourselves, and the people also are benefiting from it also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of practicing what we say and istiqamah, inshallah, and Allah accept, inshallah.
Hafiz Yusuf is an accountant, but mashallah, he's also got very good position.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم وذا فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى in the tawajju and attention of Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, we come from, was previously in Rudaport and now settled in Helakrain. So mashallah, we have conducting majlis in Helakrain every Wednesday evening for quite a few years, alhamdulillah. Many brothers have come. It fluctuates also according to the different times. Alhamdulillah, we get anything between 5 to 15 brothers, mashallah, sitting in Rudaport every second Friday evening. Alhamdulillah, we have majlis as well. There we can get anything between 10 to 20, 25 brothers sitting, alhamdulillah. Then now there's the new Jamaatkan, which is established in Horizon, also a nearby area. So they've requested every Sunday morning to come and have a zikr majlis there as well. Alhamdulillah, we again, all brothers, Hazrat's barakat, and sitting and taking from Hazrat's feet, sitting at Hazrat's feet and taking, mashallah, the lessons. We go and we just reproduce what we hear from Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, that takes place as well. And then there's a rehab also in the area. So twice a month we go and we visit the brothers at the rehab, mashallah. Going and again giving them Hazrat's message of hope. That nobody's a loser. Nobody's a write-off. Nobody can... has no avenue to go to, and there's only dead end in front of you. That the world can call you a write-off. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is towards you and acceptance is with you, and then you've got great hope still. As long as you're alive, as long as you are breathing, as long as you can make tawbah, you still got a great chance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real connection which we need to have. So alhamdulillah, through Hazrat's barakat, all these little things are taking place. Make Allah, make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ikhlas. That's the main thing. We go and sometimes we, you know what, nafs is like that. You speak, eventually you feel you got it, but actually we're most in need of it. So this going, it's for ourselves at the end of the day, and it's easy. It's just the kitab, and whatever we hear, we go like tape recorders, and we try to give it off, inshallah.
Maulana Salman is from Port Elizabeth, and he just requested, mashallah, to start in another area also.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. Program is taking place in Malabar in Port Elizabeth every Wednesday night. Inshallah, with Hazrat's permission, in one poor area we intend to start also a program, inshallah. Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite everybody to the Islahi Jalsa in Port Elizabeth, inshallah, 6th, 7th, 8th Muharram, coinciding 7th, 8th, 9th October. If he's in the school holidays, so we should all try to come, inshallah, pass loads, inshallah.
بسم Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't really speak any much for myself, but I can say what's taking place in Tanga. MashaAllah, through Hazrat's encouragement, Haji Yusuf Desai started a khanka, and various programs take place at different times of the week also, and various needs of the community. Haji Sahib, MashaAllah, speaks to the needs. Then at the same time, Brother Yunus Ismail conducts a majlis. Mullah Rashid Musaji has a majlis over there. And I also have a majlis on Friday nights in the Jamia Masjid. And brothers also assist. Brother Mohammed Ghori assists a lot. Also, Mullah Adam is there as well. And certain programs take place in the outlying areas as well.
The main one we forgot, Maulana Umair. Where's Maulana Umair? From Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, MashaAllah. In the same area? Left, actually?
الحمد لله بك فضل الله الله سبحانه وتعالى انت وجهه هو الشيخ. We started madrasa before when we graduated in 2004, and then started teaching during imamat, and things were dry after 4 or 5 years and nothing happened. And then Hazrat Tawajjuh, his kindness, he came to Malaysia and visited us, and we have ta'alluq with him, and then we start putting ruh in we're doing things, but we don't feel anything. And alhamdulillah, in 2008, and then Hazrat called us to come for Khanka. We sit for the Ramadan program, and since then we have our majlis weekly. Between Maghrib and Isha, we read Hazrat's book, and we end up with some azkar. Sometimes we explain the ash'ar of Hazrat of Hakim Akhtar Sahib. And alhamdulillah, after 7-8 years like that, then through Hazrat's dua and tawajjuh also, we moved to a new place now, because Hazrat said that the madrasa, that place is too small now, we must move to a new place. So we relocated to another, like 1.5 hour away from Kuala Lumpur. Alhamdulillah, we just moved there now about 2-3 months ago. And alhamdulillah, people there, well, it's on the outskirts by the village. Not many ulama. When it's in other state of Malaysia. Malaysia have 13 states, so it's not in Selangor where Kuala Lumpur is. It's in the south. So alhamdulillah, when we went there, people were very happy. And not much ulama, even the people from the Merkez also start come visiting. They visit us and ask us to read Haytul Sahaba for them, and then they were very, very happy. And then we start some the family start a ladies program also at the home, and alhamdulillah, they become very, very happy. This is all through the tawajjuh of Hazrat. And our hope and dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep Hazrat healthy, and must come again to Malaysia. We thought in the last year he was supposed to come, but inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long life and with afiyat and rahat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must we really need Hazrat again if we come to Malaysia.
MashaAllah, Maulana Umair is here with his whole family, and there are quite a few brothers who have come with their family. They've got complete separate facilities here. Who else does have majlis? Ji. As-salam. In Fossil or Abdus-salam? No. Okay, you say Abdus-salam is with us also for many, many, very many years, MashaAllah.
As-salamu alaykum. We, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've managed to start a majlis where we stay in Selis village, which is an area in Brakpan, and we hold them every Sunday between Asr and Maghrib. Alhamdulillah, we've been very consistent since our Hazrat gave us this responsibility, and it's been done about two years now. And alhamdulillah, recently the brothers from a close township in Langa village have requested that we also start the monthly majlis with them as well. So we just started last month. We request that to everyone makes dua that this work also spreads there also. It becomes successful, inshallah. And they've also requested that we also share these advices of our Hazrat if they've put us on a Jummah roster, where we get the opportunity now to share the message of Hazrat also. You'll be very surprised how many people need to know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. This is such a wonderful message. You see people happy to know that Allah loves them so much that it is really something that changes. People are getting messages of depression, they're getting different type of negativity. Just a little bit to tell them that Allah loves them so much, it just changes people's life. And this is the work which our Hazrat has asked us to do.
Who else has majlis regularly? Maulana Rashid is also, he's a Maulana, but he's a big businessman also, he's from Lusak.
Alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawajjuh of our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, we have started majlis quite a few years ago. Unfortunately, due to our shortcomings, if Hazrat's tawajjuhs were not there, it would have died down long time ago because of our shortcomings. But Alhamdulillah, we are carrying on in whichever small way we can do. Alhamdulillah. We have a majlis every Monday after Isha, and we have about sometimes 4 people, sometimes 5, sometimes 6 people attend. I'll make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our shortcomings so people can be attracted to this majalis. And I'd just like to carry on from what Haji Yusuf Desai, from the same area, the Great Lakes area. He's on the Burundi, was on the northern part of Lake Tanganyika, and at the right, at the southern tip of Lake Tanganyika, is a place in Zambia called Pulungu. This is where Islam from that area came, entered into Zambia from the northern area, from the borders of Tanzania. And unfortunately, the message had got lost. And about a few years ago, about 6-7 years ago, there were only 2 or 3 people coming to the masjid. Today, alhamdulillah, in Jummah Salat, nearly 400 to 500 people attend the Jummah Salat. And alhamdulillah, there are about 30 to 40 makatibs being run in the outlying areas. Sometimes the inspectors have to go by bus, sometimes by boat, sometimes by motorcycle, and sometimes they have to walk also. Alhamdulillah, in January, they had a first ever starting of Bukhari Sharif, inshallah, hopefully by the end of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to attend that majlis also. This also, and there we tried to put this message across also, which was also very well received. And in fact, the brothers also, when Hazrat was last visited Zambia, they visited Hazrat also, asked for his duas also, and they invited Hazrat also that inshallah, if he can grace places, the madrasa we have, the school we have, and the outlying madrasas also. There is a lot of need for dua for all the brothers also. Hazrat Tawajji is also required for that. So we ask all brothers to make dua. And a personal request that all of brothers please make a lot of dua for me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove my shortcomings, because I think that is being a big hindrance in the spread of the work.
Sheikh Mukhtar is here. Sheikh Mukhtar is there from Paris. He spent how many? The whole month. Last year also he spent the whole month. Oh, there is the Sheikh Mukhtar. He's a French man who has accepted Islam very many years ago. And we'll hear how staunch he is on Islam, inshallah. Which other brothers are having regular majalis? Oh, Yusuf, okay. Just after Sheikh Mukhtar, inshallah, Yusuf. Anyone else who are having regular majalis? Come on, Imam Abdullah, mashallah. And then those brothers who want to become bad, make your way forward, inshallah. Tafadhal, ya Sheikh Mukhtar. Mufti Luqman. بعدين يعني الخلاصة هي إن شاء الله أنتم بالاختصار بعد ذلك إن شاء الله
باللغة الفرنسية
سوية
يجوز
عربي أحسن
He spent many years in Syria to study deen, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Je vais parler en français, c'est mieux, c'est plus facile. On remercie Allah Ta'ala par ses majlis pour nous réunir. Et en plus de ça, on vient des endroits. Chacun vient d'un endroit un peu différent. Alors tout le monde connaît Paris et tout le monde connaît la France. Actuellement là, je dirais l'Ahwal en France n'est pas aussi bien que vous croyez. Malgré cela, malgré que c'était très dur pour nous et c'est toujours très dur, on réussit toujours les jeudis à se réunir et à faire le zikr et à parler aussi un peu de l'islam et aussi de la science islamique dans un pays où c'est très dur. C'est pour ça que moi je ne vous dirais pas de venir en France et en Europe. Parce que actuellement, les conditions ne sont pas aussi bien que ça. Mais ça n'empêche pas, malgré toutes ces conditions, qu'il y a quand même des gens d'origine diverse qui se convertissent à l'islam, malgré tout ça. Parce que ce travail, il a besoin de, disons, trois choses qu'on a besoin pour faire ce travail. Le premier, c'est Dawa Ilallah, comme a dit Cheikh Elias, Rahmatullah Ali. Après, on a besoin du ilm, ça aussi c'est important, comme il l'a dit, c'est un pilier. Et après, on a besoin aussi du zikr. C'est pour ça qu'on doit être comme deux prophètes, c'est-à-dire Ibrahim alayhi salam et aussi Mohammed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. C'est-à-dire qu'on doit être salih wa muslih. Deux choses qui sont importantes, être salih wa muslih. Et ces deux choses-là sont très difficiles à atteindre. C'est pas facile. Mais quand même, nous avons l'espoir toujours que si on fait ce travail, Allah il va le bénir. Et surtout, rester en compagnie des gens qui sont salés. C'est comme ça qu'on peut évoluer. Si vous restez en compagnie des gens qui ne sont pas salés, si vous restez en compagnie des gens qui sont toujours dans le marché ou des trucs comme ça, vous n'arriverez pas. Ça demande des sacrifices. Et au sacrifice, il y a des résultats. Mais c'est vrai que parfois, il faut venir de l'autre bout du monde pour trouver des gens qui vous encouragent. Et c'est pour ça que moi-même, ainsi que vous-même, je vous encourage chaque année. Eh bien, pour ceux qui peuvent venir, eh bien, ils viennent ici, bien sûr avec le froid. On a quitté la France, il fait chaud. On arrive ici, il fait froid. Parfois, c'est dur. Mais si je devais dire par rapport à l'année dernière, le froid, c'était beaucoup plus dur que ça. Mais cette année, il est beaucoup plus doux. Alors, Inch'Allah. Ensemble, et c'est pour ça avec les doigts du cher et tout ça. Voir, Jazakallah.
Just in two words,
just say that everyone knows friends in Paris, and but everyone here is from different places, and we know what is Ahwal there. It's not very easy, it's very, very difficult. Even as you don't come in Europe and France, but in this Ahwal, Alhamdulillah, they do majlis every Thursday, and they gather people, they do dhikr also, and they do ta'lim also. And he said that we need three things. One is the da'wah, one is the ta'lim, one is tazkiyah. And everyone must be salih and a muslih. Everyone must be someone pious and someone who make other people pious. So the we have to do sacrifice for that, to do some qurbani. In France now it's hot and here it's cold. So there is a qurbani for them also to come from there and come here. And there's a long suffer. But inshallah, with the mujahada, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will open the ways, inshallah, of our islah, and he encourage all of you to come every year in his place in Khanka.
MashaAllah, Sheikh Mukhtar is in Paris, and in other places also, MashaAllah, majlises in France and Europe are taking place. Where Yusuf, stand up there where you are. Where Yusuf is from, Jafistan. You have your majlis there? On what day? Wednesday night after Isha in Japistan. You go to Hilbrow as well? No. MashaAllah, Yusuf, how long is our majlis carrying on? Sallallahu. Yusuf is with us for many years. Mufti Abdullah also has majlis. Who else has majlis? Maulana Imran from Heidelberg also. MashaAllah. Maulana Ibrahim in Marlboro. MashaAllah. All of us, especially those who got ijazat, that is the object of being given khilafat, that we start majlis where we are, so that the work of deen, all work of deen, can spread everywhere. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Those brothers who want to become bayat, come forward.
The
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله، فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah جل جلاله عند سنة of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me Tawbatan Nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalimai Shahadat, with Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, Salamati, and Aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. And all of you will meet Maulana Musa Kaji after the program, after namaz. Then he'll explain how to follow up and what you have to do. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.